3 hours and 43 minutes, 12 seconds. Give or take a few minutes, depending on the point that you take manual control and other variables.
Thanks, Drusel, I said, then added, we're going to try to resupply while we're here. Is there anything you want or need to add to the list?
My basic needs are being met. I would not want to request anything else that might delay our eventual departure. My primary desire is to be reunited with my family.
Okay, we'll do our best. Almost 4 hours to planetfall would give the Empire time to catch up to us if they knew where to look. It would also give all the spies in the system a nice long look at us. And maybe they'd pause to wonder why we were currently diving toward the planet more like a dead bird than the rich windsurfing tourists in a custom yacht we were pretending to be. I'll tell you what I want, I said to Nakari.
You mean besides another engine?
Yeah, besides that. Before the Empire interrupted, I was back in the galley trying to make calf. I could really use it now. Her eyes flicked down to my tunic.
That first cup looks great on you, Luke. That's some serious forward-thinking fashion you're wearing.
Oh, come on.
Not everyone can make their spills look like art. Did you use the Force to get that pattern right there?
Guess I'll go change while I'm at it. As I stood, Nakari dropped her teasing manner and said,
Luke, we used up almost all our money getting those upgrades.
Good thing, too. They did the job for us.
I know, but how are we going to pay for a new sublight engine? We have some credits to take care of food and such, but not nearly enough to finance these repairs. I can't imagine the Alliance is suddenly flush now, even if we could get hold of Admiral Ackbar from here.
Maybe we could trade a future favor, or do a job of some kind for this Azur Nessun. Not all transactions need to be in cash.
I don't know. He looked like he was a cash-money kind of operator.
What makes you say that? The beads in his beard?
I thought they might be a clue, yeah. I know you can't see colors well on my cheap holo projector, but they seem to me like they might be gold.
I bet they clack together when he's chewing food. Probably makes all kinds of racket. She gave a short courtesy laugh, and then said,
Be serious.
All right, I said, leaning against the cockpit hatch and folding my arms in a futile attempt to cover my stained tunic. Nakari turned her chair to look at me as I spoke. I think we're in trouble. We can't trust this Azur Nessun not to sell us out the moment someone from the Empire offers to buy him some more beard beads. And it's not just him we can't trust. It's this whole system. Information is currency. And right now the Empire is offering plenty of credits for information on our whereabouts. You can bet all those people asking us questions have noted that we have 3 lifeforms aboard, and that labels us as an interesting contact already. They'll pry closer for sure. And we can't be 100% sure whose side anybody's on, regardless of what they say. Here I jerked a thumb at the living quarters and rolled my eyes to indicate Drusel, who could still hear me through the open intercom. But we have no choice but to attempt to complete the mission. Can't go back to the fleet until we do.
Do you have any ideas about how to convince him to help us?
I'm hoping to come up with something before then. I couldn't think of anything, though. I knew plenty of Alliance secrets, but those weren't for sale. The Desert Jewel herself might make us a fair bit of money, enough to trade for another ship, but I couldn't imagine breaking even on any kind of deal like that, much less coming out ahead. We'd never get a ship that could manage the same speed, and I wouldn't dream of suggesting it out loud to Nakari. After I'd cleaned up and changed, I visited Drusel and R2 in the living quarters. The Given was sitting up straight in a meditative position on the top bunk, her long tunic flowing down from her shoulders like draperies. Her datapad lay on top of her crossed legs, but she wasn't using it when I entered. She was staring at the ceiling for some reason. Or maybe her eyes were closed. I don't know. Her chin was tilted up, and I got the idea that she was praying or meditating rather than searching for defects in the ship's construction. Drusel, mind if I speak with you? Her head dropped and turned, and those black eye sockets regarded me with an unreadable expression. If it's convenient, I amended. I hope I'm not interrupting.
You are no bother. After our earlier conversation regarding the Force, I have been entertaining myself with cascading probability letters. I can always return to them later.
Great, I said, having no idea what she meant. I edged into the room and passed R2, patting him on the dome and telling him that I appreciated his work, before taking a seat on the lower bunk opposite Drusel. I explained that we needed a new engine and fuel at minimum to leave the planet once we landed on it, and whoever sold them to us would need money or valuable information in exchange for that. Drusel volunteered to share what little she knew of Imperial operations in the sector surrounding Hutspace, and I said we'd certainly make the offer, but the Kupoans probably knew much of that already and wouldn't place much value on it.
I could perhaps avail myself of some information in this system,
the Given mused, gesturing at her custom-built hardware.
If our host wishes to raid a particular data cache and rifle through its contents in exchange for an engine, I am confident that I can slice our way to an accommodation.
You'd be willing to do that?
Of course.
For once, her voice rang clearly, free of the thickness it usually contained.
I will do whatever needs to be done.
I believed her, and felt unnerved, for it had occurred